he got a stomach bug. And Friday night was throwing up and unable to keep his food down. He was well enough on Saturday that we actually went to see Rafi, which was a really wonderful memory for us as a family. But, you know, he was still throwing up a lot on Sunday.
Last night I had a crazy dream.
I sat with him late into the night, listening to music. I stayed with him till really late, as I was giving Albert his medication in the morning and he was still asleep.
I didn't ask for money or imagine Malibu.
Something had really changed with his breathing overnight, and I thought that I would just take him into the hospital and see what they thought.
One more day, one more time.
Started packing for a regular admission, you know, like one of the many we'd had in the past. You know, I packed his bag, I packed my bag.
I know what it would do.
Then I went into his room to get him ready to go. He wasn't very responsive, even when I was, you know, brushing his teeth. So I knew that I needed to get him into Children's Hospital right away. He was still breathing, and I got him into the van and drove the 5 minutes. When I unloaded him from the van and took him straight into Emerge, they took him straight to a trauma room. Suddenly the room was, you know, filled with people, and someone called John, who was able to be there and come and join me in just, you know, 5 minutes. And when John arrived, Albert's heart was actually beating again. They'd gotten it started, but shortly after he arrived, it just became too weak, and he had left us.
One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
We were able to sit with him, and we asked whether they could contact the staff from Rotary Flames to come and be with us.
Leave me wishing still one more day
and help us deal with Albert's loss. And the staff came over right away and were with us almost immediately. Catherine De Silva, the social worker. Catherine had admitted Albert, done his intake to Rotary Flames when he was just one. And she and the doctor with us there to say goodbye to him as well. Kate Ross, the child life specialist, who had, you know, designed so many of the crafts and activities that Albert had taken part in when he was at Rotary Flames for fun, came and helped us also make his passing special, taking his handprints and his footprints and giving him a beautiful quilt that we wrapped around him. We were there all day, but we sat with Albert and said goodbye to him. When we visited Rotary Flames House with Albert as an outpatient and for respite, we didn't really know about the other side of Rotary Flames, which is grief support. So the first time that we came back to Rotary Flames House to attend a grief support group, we had a lot of mixed emotions, because Rotary Flames had always been a joyous place for us and for Albert. It was really quite hard. I think we also felt like we were returning to a really loving and welcoming community, just now there to support us in a different part of our journey with Albert. Very few people have experienced the loss of a child, and I don't think anybody can really understand it unless they themselves have lost a child. Please don't be afraid to ask us about our kids, no matter how hard it is. We want to talk about them. So even though talking to you today has been difficult, it's been wonderful to have the opportunity to talk about Albert and share with you what a special little guy he was. The longer he's been gone, the fewer opportunities we get to share about his wonderful life. Albert was just such a fun, loving, happy kid. He loved music. He loved jokes. He, in some ways, you know, was just like a typical 7-year-old who would laugh out loud when somebody burped, or he loved to ride his adapted bike, loved to swim, loved to hang out with his friends at school.
One more time.
Albert taught us the importance of inclusion, including kids with all kinds of complexities in our communities, and accepting them for who they are and what they can bring to our families, and recognizing that each little one of them does have something to contribute.
Leave me wishing still one more day.
We thank them from the bottom of our hearts for helping to make his life full of joy and to help us remember him and deal with the loss that we feel with his bright light going out.